that was on the table, and he said, I spit him away. Probably should have said, I spat him away, or I spitted him away, because it was past tense.
Ross said, I took your tape out of your tape recorder and put it in my tape recorder. And I said, yeah, good boy. Last night, Ross, he said, I said to Dad that I was an old, poor old daddy. He said, are you going to die? And I said, no, not until you get to be an old man. He said, if you die, I want Mommy to get another you. And I said, another me? He said, yeah, another Brian. Now, what happened to you, Ross? How did it, tell me tape recorder what happened.
I fell a bunch of carrots. And
you fell above. How did you? How did you fell on the carrot?
No, I fell off a bucket of carrots. And there was water.
Oh, you fell on a bunch of carrots, and there was water all over.
Yeah.
Okay. What room was this in?
This room right now. And I had the mommy had washed my knee.
Mm-hmm.
Then she put a band-aid on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was all done.
Then you were all finished, right?
All finished, yeah.
That's what you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Did it hurt a lot?
Yeah.
You did? What else happened?
I cried.
You cried. And was Mommy good to you?
Yeah.
What did she do that was good?
But she got yelled at Maggie because she screamed.
Oh, he screamed while you were getting hurt?
No, when I lost him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he screamed?
Yeah.
Did he go out in the street?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, now a little bit earlier, what happened when you got mad at Daddy? What happened?
Go ahead. You ate my food.
I ate your food all up. What kind of food was it?
It was...
pork. It was pork.
Yeah.
Pork.
Pork. And, I cried. I was mad at Dad because he ate all the...
Mm-hmm. And what did Daddy say?
He said, I'll bring you something out.
What?
I'll bring you something out.
I'll give you something else, okay. And what did you say?
No.
You said, no, I don't want anything else? Mm-hmm. How come?
Because I want my food.
But you had your food, okay. And then Daddy got mad, and what did he say?
He said, no more screaming.
No more screaming. What kind of boy is he screaming? The really bad one.
Zozio. But she...
Zozio, yeah.
Zozio screams because she's cute.
Because he's cute?
Yeah.
I see. And that's kind of fun screaming?
Yeah.
Does Marky scream because he's cute?
No, he screams because he's bad.
Mm-hmm. And when you were unhappy, you said, you made me get very upset, right?
For what?
Why were you upset? Were you upset?
For what?
When Daddy ate your food, were you upset?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be upset?
I was upset because, upset because it means they ate my food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was upset.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't leave it anymore, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are we going to be good friends now?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn it off?
Yeah.
Well, I said, Marky wants to come in, and what else can you say about Mark? You said some little about Mark ought to do something. No. Ross said, let's play with our presents. He had brought me some presents, little cars and a sock. He said, and I put them back in his toy box. He said, this time, let's play with our presents. If you don't play with your presents, I'll be mad at you because I'm the little boy and you're the big daddy. Ross said, these are the presents for my parents. I got all the presents set up. Now, who's going to get those presents?
Mommy.
Why
you
not?
And Mommy. And
now,
me.
Why are you giving us such nice presents?
Because I love you.
You love us?
Yeah.
And you want to show your love? You want to demonstrate your love by giving presents, right?
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing. You know, if you learn how to be nice like that, you're going to be a very, very happy boy.
I'll be very Jedi.
You'll be very Jedi. You'll be a generous. You'll be a generous Jedi. You know what it means to be generous?
What?
It means you let people have your toys. Now you want to be generous and let Marky have one?
Marky has one.
Generous people let other people have two. Generous people give two to another boy. Give two cars to another boy. Very generous. You're very generous.
Ross is playing with his Lego blocks and said, I'm trying to take this out. Put this back together. I'm trying to take this out and put this back together. Ross, you can't have all the cars, Marky, because if you get all the cars, then you get sick.
Said he saw a ghost in his window. Said, I saw a ghost in the window last night, and it wasn't bad. It didn't belong to either mean witch. This is first use of either that I've heard.
But he belonged to a good witch.
He belonged to a good witch, and that was why he was a good ghost, right?
Yeah, and there were good clowns at his good witch.
There were good clowns who worked for his good witch, right?
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Also, by the way, Ross always, when I tell him something that he doesn't want, he always says why right after. That's the universal answer. If I say, I put your glasses away, he says why. That's something that he doesn't like and tries to find out the reason why I did it. Did you see that ghost in your window? And I said, I sure did.
Ross said, you know why I'm mad? And I said, why? Because my back hurts. And I said, why does it, right here? And I said, why does it hurt? And he said, yeah, right here. And he said, I said, why does it hurt? And he said, because I ate the yolk. And I think what he's doing is just sort of imitating what other people were saying. I mean, this morning I said that my back was a little bit weak. And is that right? Did Daddy have a bad back this morning, Jim? What was wrong with Daddy's back? You remember?
Darth Vader hurt that back.
Darth Vader hurt my back? Uh-huh. And what happened last night with Gerge? Did you have a lot of fun? What happened? Tell me what happened.
I didn't splash him.
You didn't splash him?
I didn't spit at him.
You didn't spit at Gerge. Isn't that nice? You didn't spit at Gerge. And what else?
I both wear books.
Yeah?
What did they?
Did he help you read? Did he help you read the books? Did he say some of the words?
But he had Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
And Muppet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he had some good things.
Yes, that's all the books he had.
But were they good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Muppet.
And what about the snake?
It hurt.
Fonzie Bear?
Fonzie.
How come?
Because it was real mean.
Were there lots of snakes?
Just one snake.
Well, so there was going to be just one snake. Ross, how old are you now? And when are you going to be, when are you going to be at Christmas time? What happened to the coffee?
This is a lock. This is a lock. This is a lot.
Uh-huh.
Lot.
Honey, what happened to, when are you going to be 4 years old? When are you going to be four?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to be four?
When I have a birthday.
When is that going to happen?
In Holland.
In Holland, we're going to have another birthday party for Ross, you know that?
Yeah.
And, because we figured we could get a lot of toys and stuff. And honey, when are you going to be, that's not when you're going to be four though. When are you really going to be 4 years old? When are you going to really be four? No, four. Show me the four fingers.
I was telling Ross about how he and Mark were two cute little boys and he was a cute little trip. And he said, I'll come back in, okay, with my little blue car, okay, and I'll be cute, okay? Marky had a little blue car, and he was playing in my bed. So Russ set these two conditions on how he was going to come back. He said, "I'll come back in, okay, with my little blue car, okay, and I'll be cute, okay." This is a good example of reference to future events in which he says what it's going to be like, how, in what way he's going to come back. Sort of his incarnation. Russ saw some dirt on one of my toes, and he said, "You have a bad toe, you get hurt." And he said, I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I was afraid my toe was going to fall off and get hurt." This had to do with his toe that had been bad. It's a nice use of the past conditional.
Mine?
Not past conditional, past anticipative, I guess. Yes, yours.
Why?
Your toe might have fallen off.
Fallen
off.
But it didn't.
What happened to it?
It fell off.
It grew off, right?
Grew.
It growed off, he said.
Grew.
It grew off. What do you need, Mark? What do you need? Every boy needs their shoes. These are Mark's shoes.
And I want shoes. I want my own shoes. I want my old ones.
Right here.
And I want my socks. I want my socks.
Say it five times. I want hot chocolate milk, hot. And he said, "I want hot chocolate milk, not cold chocolate milk." Right? I asked Ross what tape he wanted to hear, and he said, "I would say," and he thought for a second, "You're a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown," or something like that. Anyway, I forgot the title, but the point was that he said, "I would say." In other words, I will have to think, and then if I know, I would say. This is the first time I ever heard that expression about "I would say." Ross asked me, "Why did little Gobbler say stupid?" And I said, "Probably because he was mad. Nobody heard him." Now what happened? Why did he say stupid?
Because Monkey poked him in the eye, and Gobbler said Gobbler was riding a bike.
Uh-huh.
And Gobbler fell, and and he had to go to the hospital, but his bike didn't stop, and the car came running over him, and that was the answer.
Good. Ross wanted to have his shoelace tied, and so he used this as argument why he should have it tied. I also want to eat some breakfast. He said, "But I can't eat breakfast without my shoelace tied." And tied it. He said, "Thank you." And he said, "I have the right shoe on the right foot." Oh, thank you. I just stands the two meanings of right. So. He might. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. He does a lot of this. If something doesn't happen, I'll be sad. If you don't tie my shoe, I'll be sad. Did some of that today. Also, last night he counted to 10 in to 7 in Hungarian. Egyke tu három négy öt hat. I don't think he can do hate, but he knows the words past hate. He knows hate, you know, it's kilenc tíz. But he can't do them in the right order by himself. But he did count to 6 by himself, and I've never taught him any counting. I don't know if Mommy has or not. Let's see what else. He also says, Mary said, "De igen," and he said, it's not igen, it's nem. He meant he didn't want to go into the bath. He said, "It's not igen, it's nem," right? What are you all dressed up for?
For dinner?
What are you going to have for breakfast?
But I'm a disco.
You're a disco? What does a disco look like?
It's a man.
Uh-huh. And is he cute?
No, he's big.
He's big? What else does he do?
He has Popeye.
He has Popeye? And what does he do with his Popeye?
He leaves it on.
Uh-huh. He leaves it on?
Yeah.
And what does he eat for breakfast?
Hey, but Tarzan doesn't have any clothes on.
Mm-mm.
So that's cool. Thinks he doesn't have clothes on.
Disco?
Yeah.
Thinks he doesn't have clothes on?
No, it's you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Are you going to take your clothes off too?
Well, I'm the disco and the mouse. See that you're sexy.
Oh, am I sexy? How come?
You're sexy man.
Sexy man because I don't have any clothes on?
No.
Is that like a sexy woman?
Yeah.
Oh. Cute. Come here. Come here. Come here, cutie. By the way, today is the 19th. Ross said, do you remember when there were swords in the wine and you took them out so they wouldn't poke you and you didn't drink them and you put them on a plate, right? What were those? That's what it looked like?
Yeah, the green one.
Uh-huh.
And you got a friend of it out of that wine too.
You mean one that looked just like it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just looked like it.
Uh-huh. What do we do with it? What do we do with it?
I found Luke's lightsaber.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
To the bed here.
Wasn't it in the Falcon?
No.
And then Mommy said that you had some of your lightsabers in the Falcon.
I lost Darth Vader's lightsaber.
Oh, Darth Vader's broken, so it doesn't matter. What?
Anyway, just keep the sun out. Is it too warm out? I should be colored in the hair.
Yeah. Don't worry about it yet.
Watch,
yes, it is.
Daddy.
Not yet. No, it's not yet.
Watch. Watch. Watch, Mommy.
Okay.
Watch, Mommy. Not watching.
Not.
Watch, Daddy. Watch.
I might be watching, but you haven't noticed.
A little bit later, Ross said, let's pretend that Mark is a cute, sexy little disco girl, right? I mean, just cute, sexy little girl. Are you a disco man?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing now?
Disco Daddy has to put on shoes.
Disco Daddy has to put on shoes? Maybe Disco Daddy's not going to come out. Well, Disco Daddy will just come out and work with you. It's kind of hot out here. Why don't you take your disco coat off, okay?
Hot.
Too hot for a disco coat.
Okay.
It's going to be real hot real soon. Once we get some clouds in here, it's going to get real hot.
Mark!
That's okay. Mark needs water, too. Can't the little sexy girl have some water?
Yeah, but she's going to drink it all up.
I'll get some more for the disco man. The disco man like the whole cup for himself?
Yeah.
Here you go, disco man.
Thanks.
Thank you, disco boy.
Yeah.
Or disco girl. Thank you, little disco girl.
Yeah.
You going to dance with the disco girl?
Yeah.
Disco man, will you dance with your little girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, little girl. Dance, disco girl. She's dancing. She's dancing. Oop, don't let her fall.
He's dancing and dancing.
They seem to. Yeah, Ross is running around the tree. Just watch this. Got a little cord wrapped around. Very good. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm a very helpful boy. What does that mean?